News, I'm Michael Brown. Rescue and recovery operations underway in the Bahamas Wednesday after the bulk of Hurricane Dorian finally moved north after causing mass devastation and leaving thousands of people in need of aid. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis said there were 7 confirmed deaths from the storm, but that the number was expected to increase. U.S. forecasters say Dorian is getting bigger and moving closer to the southeastern states, including the state of Florida, where Governor Ron DeSantis says Dorian could impact the state for several hours.
This is going to be riding Florida's coast for the next day and a half. While we think this is a much better track than what we were looking at 72 hours ago, we just ask people to stay safe, remain vigilant. There will be some effects in the state of Florida. There'll be storm surge. There'll be some flooding. You may see wind damage depending on how close this gets to the state of Florida. But at the end of the day, being safe is the most important.
Dorian is expected to move up the southeast coast toward Georgia and then threaten North and South Carolina with massive rainfall and powerful winds. South Africa's president condemning days of widespread looting and arson, attacks on foreign-owned businesses across Johannesburg and the administrative capital, Pretoria, calling the violence, in his words, totally unacceptable. Police have arrested more than 90 people in 5 areas impacted by the violence. President Cyril Ramaphosa said there is no justification whatsoever for people who have a sense that their jobs are being taken by people from foreign lands to attack them, to destroy their properties, and actually to kill them. U.S. rescuers recovered the bodies of 20 people killed in a middle-of-the-night fire aboard a dive boat off the coast of Southern California while continuing to look for 14 people feared dead. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Pope Francis is kicking off a 3-nation Africa tour in Mozambique this week. VOA's Anita Powell reports.
Mozambique's seaside capital is buzzing ahead of a historic papal visit. Maputo's soaring white cathedral is eagerly preparing for Pope Francis's visit, the first since Pope John Paul II arrived in 1988, while Mozambique was in the throes of a brutal civil war. Leaders signed a new peace agreement earlier this year, and parish priest Giorgio Ferretti says that this visit, too, is historic.
Now the visit of Pope Francis is coming after the last agreement of peace, so it's a kind of a blessing for all this period of talk.
Although about 1/4 of Mozambicans are Roman Catholic, those who are not of the faith say they'll also be paying attention. Anita Powell, VOA News, Maputo.
UN investigators say human rights violations and violations of international humanitarian law committed by Yemen's warring parties over the past 5 years may amount to war crimes. Get more on that story from Lisa Schlein.
The report documents a long list of gross violations perpetrated with impunity by the government of Yemen, the United Arab Emirates and Saudi Arabia, the Houthi rebels, and affiliated armed groups. International expert Charles Garraway tells VOA all the warring parties are complicit in the crimes.
There are no clean hands in this contest. It is not a matter of trying to work out who has committed more offences than any other. Everybody is responsible.
The panel of experts says the world must stop turning a blind eye to the catastrophic situation and prolonging the suffering of the Yemeni people. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
President Trump is warning China against delays in reaching a new trade agreement and hopes he is defeated for re-election in 2020. Saying that if he wins, he will be much tougher in setting the terms of a deal. Trump, who is engaged in a tit-for-tat tariff war with Beijing, said the United States is doing, in his words, very well in their negotiations with China. Although states for the dates, that is, for the next round of talks, planned for later this month, here in Washington, have not been set. And Walmart says it will discontinue sales of ammunition and handguns and some assault-style rifles in stores across the U.S. in response to the recent mass shootings in Texas and in Ohio. As always, for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.